We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to talk to our NFL insider, the professor, John Clayton. Proud Duquesne alum, and he is still waiting to watch his Dukes get into one of these NCAA tournament games. How long has it been, John?
What has it been? To go back to when I was in school with Norm Nixon, I mean, it seems like it goes back almost that far. It's been a long, long time. But by the way, did I hear you right, Andrew? You went to Syracuse?
I did.
Okay, so you know my story, right? I applied to Syracuse and got a scholarship offer, not obviously for my athletic ability, but then I had so many jobs coming out of high school, in the media, that I decided to stay in town, and that was the best decision I made to go to Duquesne. But yeah, I was almost going to go to Syracuse.
I've got a Syracuse story. I applied and got flat rejected, John.
Well, how'd you go to school there?
Oh, No.
That's Chris.
I'm sorry. Yes, we get the Chris and Andrew sound alike. Yeah, Andrew got in.
Sorry about that.
You got in and had to turn it down because you had so many jobs. I applied to Syracuse and got that ugly little envelope that says, yeah, sorry, you're not Newhouse material.
Wow.
I know. It hurts.
Unbelievable.
It hurts.
I'm sorry to bring up a bad
It's okay.
John, that's why Chris has an inferiority complex on this show.
Yeah, one of many reasons. I have another one, John, a Duquesne-related note. They are on a one-year hiatus next year for the City game, and I've got to tell you, I'm happy it's going to be back in 2020, but I'm intrigued as to what it would have been next year. Could have been a real barn burner pit in Duquesne.
Could have been.
Could have been.
But
could have been.
Yeah, we take a one-year break, unfortunately.
Hey, John, how should I look at the Steelers' foray into free agency? Steven Nelson, Dante Moncrief, and Mark Barron.
Well, I think you can look at it very positively because, you know, and Mark Barron, because, you know, he's got some speed, you would figure that he would work more of the weak side, inside guy. So that fills that one void. And again, he's a good football player. I mean, a guy that made a converted safety, was really one of the first ones to do it, made that transition and played some good football. And of course, with the team that's replacing him is that they're replacing him with older players, which of course is kind of unusual. But that's the Rams. I mean, they go ahead and they get Clay Matthews, and Clay Matthews is 32, and then you've got the safety being replaced, Marcus Joyner, and he gets replaced by Eric Weddle, who's 34. So you kind of wonder about those moves. But you know, I don't know. I wasn't the biggest fan of what I saw of Steve Nelson last year, but I think he still grades out as a good talent. And if he can fill the other side and answer the cornerback position that's been, you know, been drafted and not working out for the last couple of years, that's good. And I thought that the big thing with Moncrief, as long as he didn't have to make a one-year $9.6 million deal, which was a gross overpay last year, but they get 2 years at roughly the same. So I like that, you know, at the 4.6 or 4.7 a year. So that's not bad.
John, do you think the Steelers erred by not trying to find a way to get Justin Houston here?
No. Okay, we still don't know the real numbers. I mean, for example, this is a time where you have to kind of wonder where those numbers are. Like, for example, when Clay Matthews, it was leaked out that he got his deal done, they said it was a two-year deal at $17.7 million, and it turned out to be a two-year deal at about, $9.7 million, or $9.6 million. So it's like, so some of these numbers can go, but no, they can't afford to go if it was even $10 million for Justin Houston. That's just way too expensive. And, you know, Indianapolis was sitting there. They've only had one deal at $10 million on a Devin Funchess deal. So they didn't, you know, and they had over $100 million to spend in free agency. So, no, I think that there's no way they could do that because, hey, they're already pretty much at the cap and having to restructure contracts like they did Vince Williams just to try to fit everything in. And remember, I mean, this has been an aggressive team more so than most years in free agency.
John, what was your take on the SI interview Le'Veon Bell did?
I guess I'm not surprised. I mean, to me, it still seems to be vicious. And, you know, still trying to kind of promote his cause. And, you know, in the case of, you know, what he ended up doing. And again, I can't see the piling on that's going with Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, it just seems like, you know, any chance anybody has to take a shot at Ben, whether it's Bell or Antonio Brown or even, you know, even Jesse James, I mean, they all seem to be shooting out at Ben. But, I like the fact that he starts, telling some things, and even the facts were wrong. Talking about being a playoff team when they weren't a playoff team, and one incident here, one incident there, talking about the money. All I know is that I give him credit for being open. Jenny did a great job with that interview from SI and getting him to talk and all that stuff. But some of the stuff just didn't jive, and it still doesn't explain for the idea that he ended up, doing one of the worst negotiations in NFL history I've ever seen. I mean, he takes away a $14.5 million contract that can be guaranteed, and he ends up signing for $13.125 in another deal that doesn't even have had $27 million of guarantees. Bad deal.
John, are you surprised that Ben Roethlisberger's extension hasn't been finished yet? And do you think that this is any reason, I'm not saying concern, but do you think that this is getting contentious at all behind the scenes?
No, I don't think so. Now, these things take time. I mean, because, it's not like, he's waiting for another deal to get done. It just, these things, they get done over a period of time, and particularly when you're talking big money. And again, when you're looking at things where, you have to kind of look at the present and the future and start to sort things out. I mean, they just got through paying $8.3 million for a cornerback. I mean, you have to kind of see, okay, who's up on the horizon? What are they going to do on a Dupree deal and all those different things? And so, no, it just takes a little bit of time, and ultimately it's going to get done. He's the quarterback. He saw that the organization stuck behind him, and, he's going to be up next year. And so, he doesn't know what Phillip Rivers is going to get yet. But, no, I don't think there's any problem whatsoever on Ben.
Just as a follow-up to that, one of the things I've read is people think that if there was any kind of a quote-unquote hometown discount involved or a significant one, that this might already be done. I've seen that bandied about. Do you subscribe to the theory that if there was maybe less money than he could get, that he was going to take it, it might have already gotten done by now, or no?
No, these things just take time. I mean, I'm sitting here, in fact, one of the things I'm doing this weekend, particularly flying to the owners meeting, is to go ahead and kind of, look at, the contracts that are coming up for these different teams, and, how many big deals can you fit in? I mean, it looks like you can maybe go 6, 7, as many as 8, $10 million a year deals, but where's that cutoff, and where do you have to kind of plan for the future? I mean, you saw that happening in Kansas City. Kansas City lets Justin Houston go and then trades away Dee Ford because they're trying to clear money out to try to take care of, maybe not now, but Tyreek Hill and some of the other players like Chris Jones. And so now they're kind of stopped negotiations on Hill because of the incident with his infant. Mm-hmm. And so, it's just a matter of that's what I'll be spending the time doing. But ultimately, I mean, Ben's the most important player on the team, and ultimately he'll get done. And, the question is he going to do a deal like Drew Brees did? Now, remember, Drew Brees has not done the Tom Brady hometown discount deals. I mean, he held out 1 year. I mean, he fought them for a battle, took grievances and stuff like that. The last deal, he took 25 a year, and it was a hometown discount because I think he realizes that he may be starting on the verge of a Super Bowl team. So now it's a matter that he just restructured his contract and came out okay. But no, I think in the end, Ben gets done.
John Clayton, our NFL insider here on The Fan. John, where do you think the annual number will come in on Ben? How many millions of dollars are we talking a year, if you had to guess?
I'd say 27.5, 28. It's not going to be the $30 million for Matt Ryan. It's not going to be the 33.5 for Aaron Rodgers. I'm kind of thinking it's, he's got to probably be a little bit above what Kirk Cousins got at 28, and probably the 27.5 for Matthew Stafford, because those guys have not won playoff games. I mean, Ben's been to the Super Bowl as many times as he has, and he's won out that many playoff games. So it's like, I think it might be a little bit above them. And, I think that the structure of it's going to be kind of interesting, because the one thing I think that you can see through the years is that, you give him a salary, and if he needs a cap room, you're going to go to him and get base salary replaced by signing bonus so you can clear up cap room. So, I mean, he realizes the situation's good. I don't think he's going to try to bleed them, but, maybe it's going to be 28-3, something like that.
John, I got one more for you on the scouting combine. You were there. You saw the linebackers work out. There's been a ton of talk here about the two Devons at inside linebacker, Bush and White. Do you think, based on what you've heard from scouts and just some of the draft rumblings you've heard, that the Steelers could get either one of those players at 20?
They won't get either one. I think they can still get one. I think it could be more Devin Bush, because I know every time I do a mock and start calling around, I have the other Devin heading over to Cincinnati. And now that particularly that Vontaze Burfict is gone, that makes it even more valid that I think something like that can happen. So I think it's going to be hard to get him past 11. But I think there's still a chance at Bush, because remember, you still have some offensive linemen. I don't know if a receiver is going to go in the top 20. I think it's kind of questionable. Even DK Metcalf had such a great workout and is such a freak of an athlete. But, you know, I think still the offensive linemen and the defensive linemen are going to dominate. And then you still have the quarterbacks, because I still think there's going to be four quarterbacks that are going to go before the Steelers draft. And if that's going to be the case, you know, that gets maybe pushed down to them.
John, speaking of Vontaze Burfict, what do you make of he and Antonio Brown uniting on the same side in silver and black?
I'm looking forward to that November week of practice when they're sitting there with maybe four wins at the best and the season's already done and all that stuff. I think that'll be when the big fight happens, because, you know, they'll go at it in practice and then Antonio will say something and then Vontaze will do something. I'm just waiting for that first fight, because, I mean, it's like that's where sometimes. And this is where Larry Fitzgerald, you know, talked about, you may not know what's going to happen to you when you go to a quarterback. If you go to a quarterback who's not as talented as Ben Roethlisberger, but the next thing you know, it's like next they bring Vontaze Burfict, and there's no way those two guys can get along.
John, last one from us here. Speaking of Brown, Charles Davis, who I like a lot from NFL Network, put out his mock draft, and he had the Steelers taking Marquise Brown at number 20. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's even on the Steelers' board, given everything that's happened here? You don't think so?
Well, here's the reason I say that, and because, well, first off, he's injured. He's got the Liz Frank injury or something like that, and so that's kind of nasty. But I remember when I put him in for the Steelers in my first Washington Post draft.
Yep.
When I did my first mock draft, and I got a call from one of the editors. Said, "Do you really think that they would take Antonio Brown's cousin?" And I says, "I think I've got to make a change on that." And so that's when I ended up going, I think, with Devin Bush. But, so I think that's going to be a hard one, because, I mean, if you're in the family, that might be a little bit tough. I think he's talented enough to be there.
Yep.
You wonder about the injury. But still, I think that's going to be a tough one to stomach.
All right, John, our producer is elated because UC Irvine just beat Kansas State. I don't know if it's having the same impact on you, but either way. Go Dukes.
You can hear in my voice how I'm jumping up and down.
For the Anteaters.
That's right. Never sleep on the Anteaters.
Never sleep on the Anteaters.
All right, John. We'll talk to you.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.